Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the beautiful confines of Detroit, Michigan, that would be the director. His name is Rick Ector. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man, good afternoon to you. And, yes, when you describe my locale as beautiful environs, yes, it is a picturesque, beautiful day, man. It's like 60 degrees. There's no snow anywhere. However, how beautiful it is now. They're predicting that we could have a tornado touchdown in selected parts of the Metro Detroit area sometime between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So hopefully the outcome or the eventuality won't be grim, man. But fingers are crossed. And I'm hoping to survive the night, and I'm hoping I have a place to live in the morning.
Well, I hope you do, too. I hope you do, too.
Because, you know, hey, if I have to relocate, man, I could move to South Carolina as easily as I could move to the other side of town.
Well, you could do that.
I have nothing in tow to carry with me.
There's always that. Well, you got your event. Everybody would miss your event in Detroit, wouldn't it?
Well, you know, we definitely would have to see if it would be impacted, man. But as far as I know, all ships are heading from the port, man. And the last week in July, we will carry forth with our 13th iteration of that event. Roughly 9,000 women being given a free-range safety briefing and a free shooting lesson.
Right.
It's amazing how now, after having done it for 12 consecutive years, not even shutting down for COVID, man, that I've been able to have some success with the team that I put together to help me do this event, because there's no way I could do this by myself. And, you know, there's a certain Southern gentleman in South Carolina that I've been dying to have on site to produce and publish his show live. That, man, I haven't had any success yet, but you may be able to put a bug in his ear.
Well, you know, there's that whole logistics thing that gets in the way of that.
Well, I get it, man. I get it. All I'm saying is it would truly, indeed, be an honor and privilege to have you on the site, man. Just think of all those new, nascent, starry-eyed, eager, enthusiastic women who are just discovering and learning the thrills of firearms ownership and discharging a gun at a public range. Man, it would be so positive and beautiful to have that story live on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Well, we would definitely. It would be fun, and it'd be a lot of fun doing it, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, I'm making a change.
Okay. You want to enlighten us?
I'm changing my carry caliber.
Okay, you're going to presumably up your caliber.
Yeah, I'm going to 10 millimeter.
I have not heard that caliber mentioned much lately, online or off.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if it is as popular as it had been in the past. I'm not sure if there's any particular supply issues associated with that, but please tell me and your listening audience why you have decided to migrate to the 10 millimeter.
So, and the testing is in the offing, although I've already got some stuff going on. We had a guy, a mass stabbing event here. And it's where I bought my record player and some of my records that I listened to.
Was this recently, this mass stabbing event?
A week ago, this past Tuesday.
So roughly, was it
one person stabbing a bunch of people? No, it was one person stabbing three people. He had a piece of broken glass.
Interesting.
And with, you know, when I think about the tour drill, you know, 21 feet.
Yeah.
My thought was, it sure would hurt to get stabbed, even if I shot the guy two or three times on his way in.
Yeah, I mean, a stabbing is going to incur a certain amount of pain.
Yeah, yeah. So for that reason, I have decided to go to something that hits a little harder. Although I actually have a guy here locally who has done a study on the kinetic impact of these rounds and what it might look like, and he sent me his worksheet on it and everything, and I'm looking at it. Of course, this is like me looking at the how-to guide on how to open somebody's head up and do brain surgery on it. So I'm going to do a little collaborating with him and find out what all this means.
So tell me, how eventually did this guy come to stop with his mass stabbing event? Did he tire himself out or did someone help him?
He walked out that he was in the middle of some sort of an event. It was either drug induced or he was having some sort of a mental health issue. And he went outside and they tased him. It didn't stop him. He tripped on his own feet and got up and started running. And jumped on the hood of a minivan, and they pulled him off. And he was a young black man, apparently built like a linebacker. They had to punch him five times in the head to get him to let go of the glass. They did not shoot him. I'm very surprised they didn't do that because he was trying to stab them, too, when they jumped on him.
Okay.
So,
but he was eventually subdued.
He was eventually subdued, yeah. Yeah.
And the general take on him is that he had some associated mental issues.
Haven't heard anything new on that, though. Don't know if that's actually still the case or not. Don't know. Haven't heard anything new. I'm sure we will, but I haven't heard anything about it.
If there has not been anything publicly published to update the public, it's probably because it's not conducive to the anti-gunner side. That is, they can't portray him as some right.
Yeah.
Reading gun-supporting American.
He wasn't some old white guy with a MAGA hat on out there just stabbing people. I thought you might find that interesting because I've been carrying 9mm for a long time. But I'm staying with the same basic platform. I'm staying with Glock, so I'll have a 15-round 10mm magazine versus a 17-round 9mm magazine.
Well, I mean, you can't go wrong with the choice, whether you're 9, but, 10, it's a great caliber too, man. But like with anything else, everything else is still important.
Indeed.
It won't do you any good if you don't see this crazed wacko racing at you with a large shard of glass in his hand if you're not paying attention.
When he stabs me in the back, I'll be looking around at him going, "Hey, man, I got a 10. Tell everybody how to find you right quick. We're coming up on the first break.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector, currently running for re-election. My blog is at Legally Armed in Detroit. My handle is DetroitCCW. I can be found all over social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and, yes, even IMDb.
There you go. And when things work out here, we get on here, and he and I talk for sometimes about something really deep, and sometimes we talk for an hour about nothing in particular just because we're having a good time. Either way, we do it. Be right back. This is Lock and Load. I'm
Lancaster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Rick Ector, the director. And what's on your mind this week besides what?
Well, first thing that's on my mind, man, I'm talking about past, present, and future. You know, I'm going to run through them, you know, the various sections, segments of the show today. But the first is going to be the past. You know, I had an event since the last time I've been on. We're going to talk about that briefly. And then we're going to talk about the present. There's something that just started literally less than a week ago, and it is consuming a lot of my time. Of course, I'm talking about our current election and some of the things that are going on with that. A couple of consequences, things that relate to my position on the NRA's board, man. We're plotting a path forward in what we're going to do in light of this court case that has been winding itself through the system. And, of course, the first phase is done, and now we're awaiting the outcome of the second phase. And, of course, I can tell everyone how to vote for me, Director Ector, to be reelected to the Board of Directors.
Please.
First item up that I mentioned. Last week, man, I had my seminar. I had been talking about it for a while. You know, Saturday, February 17th of this year, man, I had a open seminar to people here in the gun rights community and gun owners in general. We're educating people about the new gun laws that kicked in on the Ides of March / Valentine's Day. Of course, I had the goodwill and blessing of Liberty General Baptist Church in Auburn Hills, Michigan, presiding pastor. Pastor Buddy France was a gracious host and let us come into his church. And we had service, man. We had lectures on red flag laws, the new storage law, and, of course, these long gun background purchase permits and this new domestic violence law as it relates here in the state of Michigan. Which one of those four laws you think is the most onerous and the most detestable?
Well, the red flag law is always bad because that's just an assault right there on due process. But all of them are bad.
Yeah, none of them are pleasant. Yeah, and yes, I agree. The red flag law is the most detestable of the four. I mean, I'm sure your listeners probably have heard me, you, and other people talk about its stripping of the so-called due process rights of citizens when they are unfairly, and I'm not going to say unjustly, but unfairly accused and convicted in absentia where applicable, as opposed to being duly notified of having their day in court to answer questions of them being a danger to themselves and other people, man. But, yeah, you guys, thank God you don't have red flags in your state, and yeah, I hope that you never get them, but well, you guys are so gunned down there.
Don't most states already have some sort of a law in place to where if you are a danger to yourself or others, they're going to lock you down for 72 hours?
Yeah. Yeah, they do. But see, the focus on that law is where it should be. The focus on just you being a general threat to yourself and other people, the focus is on you. And so if you're subject to yourself being a threat to yourself or other people, they're going to send officers to your house. They're going to physically take you into custody, not relieve you of any property in your house, and they're going to take you to go get medically evaluated for some time period, like 48 to 72 hours, and see if you're this danger to someone painted you out to be. Guess what they didn't bother or what they didn't disturb or what they didn't take?
What didn't they bother?
They did not take your firearm into custody, like with this new red flag law has a provision to do.
Right.
You know, the focus is on your gun and you, the person who's so dangerous, they just leave you there. They just took your gun. The gun somehow offended someone, so they took it into custody and left you there. As if in the aftermath, you're not going to have any ill will or hard feelings about your experience, and that in of itself wouldn't tip you over the edge into doing something dangerous. But
right.
Not only that, you know, storage law, man, like, how insulting is it to tell you, as a matter of law, that you need to store and secure your firearm so that it does not come into the hands of some person who should not have it. Like, how insulting is that?
Well, it's real insulting. It's to the degree that it bugs me a awful lot, and the thought that this is that they're going to go against my rights just to double check that. Well, that gives me that bothers me.
Well, the thing particularly about the law as we had it enacted here in Michigan, man, is that it is totally focused on punishment after the fact. See, I think if anyone, if asked, is it a bad thing if a child or someone who should not come into contact with a gun came across one and something bad happened? Yes, there should be consequences. But this law, as they implemented in Michigan, all they did was prescribe punitive consequences, and they yet to mention that the real problem was largely unaddressed. How do we do our level best to educate kids and their parents about guns and how to keep everyone safe? I think that your best option is education, which is never a bad idea, and that we should start there with our kids in school if necessary.
Right.
And if the very minimal least, Eddie Eagle, NRA program, stop, don't touch, leave the area, tell a responsible adult, and then we can start introducing the kids more about firearms on an age-appropriate basis. You know, kids hunt nowadays. You can get a hunting license in South Carolina, I bet. How young do you have to be?
I have no idea, but you can. I'm sure you can be a kid and get it because lots of kids go hunting.
Yeah, here in Michigan, you can be as young as 14, man, as long as you're under the, you know, direction and supervision of an adult with a hunting license. Fine. And, of course, like I said, the other two laws, you know, we had the long gun background purchase permits, you know, the so-called gun show loophole that somehow they think is a problem when we know statistically, when you look at the facts, there are a lot of things that are bigger issues than long guns, shotguns, and rifles. Particularly, I'm talking about knife attacks. Well, in your case, you mentioned just a few moments ago an attack with charge of glass.
Hang on right there, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell announced Wednesday on the Senate floor he's stepping down from his GOP leadership position in November.
Now it's 2024. I'm now 82.
McConnell said he will remain in his role until the November elections and will serve out the remainder of his term, which concludes in January 2027. Hunter Biden told House Republicans that his father was never engaged in any of his business endeavors. He testified behind closed doors Wednesday in the Republican-led impeachment inquiry into the president. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of propagating innuendo and disregarding evidence in their investigation. Chrysler is recalling more than 338,000 Jeep Grand Cherokees. It's due to a steering wheel problem that could result in the wheel coming loose and potentially cause drivers to lose control of the vehicle and crash. John Schaefer, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Rick Ector, the director, and we were just talking about, we were getting to the part where we're talking about, you know, being stabbed with a piece of glass. I know there's more to that, and I had to interrupt you because we were going to that commercial message, so if you would, please pick up where you left off.
Oh, man, and you know, anything, you know, can be improvised to do something negatively, you know, and impact and commit a crime. But, you know, like I said, the four laws were basically the red flag laws, storage law. Now we have to have background checks on loan guns if someone wants to buy a loan gun, principally through a private sale. You know, we have to get a purchase permit to do that, which, you know, is an infringement. And here's the thing. Loan guns have not typically been the problem. You have to start talking about knives. And in your case, someone who's bold enough to pick up a shard of glass and use that to stab three or four people in your state.
Right.
And, of course, this whole domestic violence law, man, which is already prohibits people from owning and possessing, let alone buying a gun, man. But moving on, man, the next big thing that's going on in my life, man, is I'm sure you and your listeners know I'm a NRA board of directors member, and literally just a few days ago, everyone received their latest March issue of their designated NRA magazine, man. And you will see that there is a ballot inside of that magazine. We're doing a mail-in election to select board of directors members. One-third of the directors will be elected during this election, during this cycle. The ballots must be self-addressed, stamped, and put in your post office mailbox so that it can be delivered to the NRA for counting by April 28th of this year. And we still are in the month of March, so there's a lot of campaigning to go, man.
Yep.
And presumably I'll come in better standing than I did last year. Do you recall what place I came in last year during last year's election?
No. What place did you come in?
I came in last place, man. It was a very humbling experience, man. If there were 26 people running, I came in 26th place, which is what I did. But you know what? I took it as a challenge. I was going to the annual meeting because I'm on the outreach committee, and you know, I pounded the pavement, man. I didn't even have any handouts. I just went person to person, introducing myself with my best elevator pitch, and I was able to convince a lot of people to walk into that convention center and vote for me.
Yeah, but let's take this into context now. Was that the first time you ever ran?
That was.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of guys that have run. They run every year. Over and over they run. They run day in, day out, and they never come close. So you placed. First time out of the chute, you placed. So, I mean, that's nothing to sneeze about.
Man, I'm telling you, you have this gift to take a scenario and pull the positive out of it and have someone feeling really good. And you know what? You're absolutely correct. But I will confess to you and your listening audience, man, it did not feel good coming in last place, man, because I had invested a lot of time and energy in campaigning. But as we talk about this election, man, there's a lot of things that are on the minds of voters when they look for a candidate to support as it relates to the NRA. What are some of the biggest issues that prospective voters are thinking about as they cast their ballot for a director to be on the NRA?
With NRA, you're asking me. So mm-hmm. I would have to first think that, you know, are you guys going to have oversight? Is the board, will you have oversight? Who's going to be the leadership group? And what about that? What about all this money that is supposed to be coming back to the NRA?
Yeah, I mean, to the first point, I mean, who's going to be the leadership? Like, who's going to be the face of the NRA? Now, for many years, the face of the organization has been Wayne LaPierre. Wayne resigned, but, you know, as we just found out from the verdict of the first phase of the trial, State of New York versus the NRA, they wanted him removed, you know, as a finding of the verdict of the case. But, you know, he had already resigned effective, I believe it was the 1st of February.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of think he resigned because Josh Powell flipped, don't you think?
Yeah, probably.
See, here's the thing. I think the gun rights advocacy managed without NRA. So if a strong NRA were to come back, then that changes the whole level of the fight because we're doing quite well with a weakened NRA. You know, as a whole overall with the Second Amendment advocacy, without NRA is not as active as they normally are because they got a lot of things going on. They got a lot of distractions going on.
A lot of things going on, a lot of distractions, and this court case has been a huge one. And not only has it been a drain on the organization, you look at how much money we've spent dealing with this lawsuit, and, you know, the expenses are still piling up because this thing still hasn't resolved itself. That is, we're still waiting for the next phase to conclude. You know, one huge decision I mentioned before is who do we vote for and elect to be the new EVP CEO. You know, it's been Wayne for a number of years, man, decades. Who is going to be the guy to replace him? You know, and the process by which he is going to be replaced, you know, it's a documented one. And we know in general terms how it's going to happen. in actual practical terms, that's where, you know, we'll find as we go, man. But the board of directors will, in one way or another, be selecting the new EVP, the new person to be the face of the organization, the person to deal with major 2A issues as it relates in and out of the corporation. And if we're going to have that person also double duties like his predecessor and be the face of the organization.
Right.
To be honest, I wouldn't mind there being two people doing that role, man. One person to be the public face and the other person to handle the business of the organization in dealing with litigation.
Well, you know, the first thing that's going to have to happen is it's going to have to be a change. Now, you haven't been there long enough to where I think anybody in their right mind would look at you and say, well, you've been looking the other way an awful long time there, have you, Jack Dorr?
Cause I've been in office since February 15th.
Man. Of 2023.
Of 2023, last year, yeah.
So they were already in the middle of all of their maladies and, you know, all the things that was happening. And so that
part, and you know, one of the interesting things was I had a conversation with a 2A blogger earlier today, and he'll probably characterize our conversation in one way or another, with all the caveats and all the things that we discussed, man. But, you know, I gave him a lot of insight. It'll be interesting as to how he publishes.
Characterizes it.
Yeah, you know, everything is subject to characterization, man.
Yep.
You know, it's surprising how two people can have a conversation and when one person recalls it or prints it and publishes it, how it actually comes out, right?
I'm going to tell you, I will tell you, in the next segment, I'll tell you a funny story. Tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and IMDb. And yes, every week right here, Tuesday, at the appointed time on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
There you go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
The last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. Been having a nice conversation with Mr. Ector here, Rick Ector from out of Detroit, legally armed in Detroit, talking about the NRA board and everything, and talking about perception and the way things are done. And I mediated this event where I was a moderator for a local county committee,
okay,
an election they were going to have. And so I'm there. I'm moderating it, right? And one of the people that was running for office who, how diplomatic do I want to be with this? I don't have to be diplomatic.
You want to be very diplomatic.
No, I'm not going to be very diplomatic. He had done some things in the past that really colored anybody's picture of him.
Okay.
And because of that, the optics of this were really, really bad. I mean, I don't know what kind of situation it would be where he would get selected. So he tried to be elected many things. He had failed to be elected many things. I think he got elected to be the communications director of something at one point.
Okay.
So he's running to be the chairman of the county committee. So after all this is done, and the whole time, every time he gets up there, when it's his turn to talk in the debate, he stands up, he's got the microphone in one hand, he's got his hand in his pocket the other hand, he starts everything out by, "I am a man of God."
Okay.
Now, religion is not a club. And it's not a reason to be picked for an office. It's good to have that religious undertone, but if you know the whole story behind this particular cat, you'd be like, "Well, you need an awful lot of religion there, pal. What you're telling me just doesn't sway me in any way, shape, or form."
But you have to concede, though. I mean, I think everyone has to concede that there are people out there who are people of faith, and yes, I am one.
Sure,
and. Some people place their religious identity and beliefs and affinity onto politics. And if there's a candidate out there that professes to be a person of faith, that would make them more inclined to vote for that person. But that in of itself in isolation is not the only thing that defines a person as a candidate, right? You have to actually have a platform that's worth supporting, and you have to have a track record of getting things done and working with people.
Right. So the next day, after this is over and he had his head handed to him in the election. He didn't win. He wasn't going to win. There's just no way he could win. He sends me this link to an article that's been written about the debate that I just sat through, that I was there for from beginning to end, and I heard every word that was said, and he starts sending me these quotes from the article, and I was like, you know, I was standing right there. None of that stuff you just pointed out was said.
You were the moderator. You were right there.
There's no way to get out there and take anything that was said beyond, you know, literally the way it was said, and take it and twist it up. This is all made out of whole cloth. And still to this day, he sends me all this stuff. He wants to be in office of some sort so much, so often, that he just can't think straight. But, I mean, that perception thing, when you give out an interview, right, when you give out an interview, I'm not one to edit. I'm not one to edit.
Yeah, and you know what? The long and short of it is, man, no matter what show you appear on and what you actually say, believe it or not, there's only a small percentage of people who would actually go back and run the show and listen for certain facts. Sure. Many people are content with the characterization of what they said happened on the show as opposed to what actually is there. You know?
That's a mistake.
It is. Anytime anybody appears for a position that matters to you personally, like with respect to me, our next EVP is going to be very important. And the incoming, well, the current board and or the next incoming board has a big decision to make. It's going to affect, you know, the organization in a very material way. We have a lot of problems. One thing that's smacking us in the face is these legal bills that this trial has incurred. And, man, yeah, hindsight being 2020, it would have been nice if we could have resolved this issue earlier and not have spent all this money. But it's done, and it's still ongoing, man. And I think the next EVP, that's going to be huge. The next incoming board members is going to be huge. And it's a very interesting time that we find ourselves. You know, they say, may you live in interesting times. Well, with respect to the NRA, we're definitely there, man.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to... The only way for this to work to where the membership comes back, because I don't know how many members has been lost, and I don't know how bad the whole fundraising is going, but it's going to have to be a big change. They're going to have to believe, and maybe they'll understand that, and they'll make
do
the right stuff.
To your point, I mean, we get the right person there and that the messaging is correct. I mean, think about it. What would you think that the membership that has left and is sitting on the guidelines and they're waiting to see what changes or the first things that are going to be published, what would it take, say, for example, hypothetically, to you as a listening 2A supporter, what would you like to hear?
I would just like to hear that the board had oversight.
We're supposed to.
Yeah. I'd just like to hear the board had oversight. If the board had oversight, I think that solves a fair amount of issues with this. But without that, I mean, anything and anything they try to do short of giving the board oversight, I think falls sort of short of actually delivering the message they need to have.
Well, see, it's interesting that you say that because the board does have oversight. It's just that the people who were in certain positions didn't allow them to have oversight, which is crazy in of itself, man. But yeah, that is definitely something that has to change. It has to actually be what it's supposed to be. And I think that the people who are elected in certain positions, such as the EVP CEO, is going to be very important. And, of course, electing very strong, professional board members to make sure that happens is going to be crucial.
Right.
And so, yeah, man, that's where we find ourselves, man. We find ourselves on the precipice of a current election. It's ongoing. And, yes, I, Rick Ector, am asking everyone who's in the sound of my voice to reelect me to the board of directors. I've served you one term faithfully, dutifully, and proudly.
Well, I think it would be interesting to see a Rick Ector and see you in place and actually be given some things that you can run for them, because I'm sure that would be a new experience. Results. I'm sure they would. They're not used to getting results, so that would be interesting to watch you make that happen.
Well, hey, man. You know what? Who knows what the future holds, man? But I will tell you this. None of it can even possibly be a reality unless I get reelected. So I'm going to first initially make that point of focus.
Tell everybody how to find that in order to make that vote happen.
Rick Ector, Director Ector. You can find me at Legally Armed in Detroit. My handle is DetroitCCW on all your proper social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube channel, here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load, Director Ector, and IMDb. It has been my pleasure.
Where will they find the ballots to vote?
The ballots come in their designated monthly magazine. March should have hit the mailboxes a couple of days ago. It's in the center. Pull that ballot out and encircle the next to my name, Rick Ector.
Well worth your vote. Rick runs a very tight ship. He started his event, just the event alone. I mean, they should have made you a director just because of the event. I mean, how many people did you have shooting last year?
Last year, roughly 1,500.
1,500.
Lifetime total, 9,000. I'm going to crack 10,000 this year.
Yeah.
10,000 for the life of the program.
I mean, if somebody sent 1,500 people to a gun shop, that year would be made for that gun shop. Wouldn't it? Yeah. It would.
Man, let me tell you, it's a positive experience. It's win-win for everyone.
There you go. All right. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Hey, man, thanks for having me as always. Look forward to seeing you once again next week. Rain or shine.
Yes, sir. As for me, I'll be back in about 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.